Introduction to Sophrology. Relaxation in Sophrology. Sophrology is much more than a method for relaxation. It is also a tool for self-management. In sophrology, relaxation is overall a foundation, a way to access more advanced methods. To practice sophrology induces relaxation, but it is both a method and a consequence of the practice. To practice relaxation only to achieve refreshment is a very limited way of getting benefits. That is why sophrology offers a wide array of practices, each of which is more helpful than the last. Most methods of relaxation only focus on achieving this state. Sophrology goes further, as its aim is more about personal development. Etymologically, sophrology means the study of harmonious consciousness. It is a method for studying and developing consciousness. Consciousness here being the immediate knowledge anyone possesses of his own being, doings, and surroundings. According to Vitoz's principles of sensorial re-education, man possesses two abilities, to emit and to receive. Thought emits, consciousness receives. This reception is achieved through psychosensorial images. Sophrology develops one's receptivity and widens one's field of consciousness, which is to say the way one perceives oneself, others, and one's surroundings. Therefore, the practice of sophrology is a tool designed to develop awareness. In that, it is close to phenomenology. Far from any analytical approach, the attention is drawn to phenomena that have been experienced and integrated. A baby only perceives its surroundings through sensorial images: hot, cold, pleasant, unpleasant. It is only when it acquires conceptualization through language that it leaves pure sensation to enter emission and acquire its real cognitive dimension. Thoughts, representative patterns, and mental images are fabricated by the individual interrelating with his environment, and therefore produce a distorted, reductive, even dysfunctional worldview. Sophrology provides a rightful return to phenomena and sensations. One is liberated from any determinism and becomes able to get in touch with oneself, to develop one's potentials, to achieve better self-knowledge, and to enlarge a field of consciousness that was, until then, reduced and hindered. Considered as a tool to gain awareness more than an isolated discipline, sophrology would be more of an efficient tool for developing and exponentiating any pedagogic, therapeutic, or prophylactic approach, and therefore a way of increasing their effects.